This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for DBL heparin sodium injection BP ampoule. Heparin sodium. What is in this leaflet? This leaflet answers some common questions about DBL heparin sodium injection BP ampoule. It does not contain all the available information. It does not take the place of talking to your doctor or pharmacist. All medicines have benefits and risks. Your doctor has weighed the risks of you being given heparin against the benefits they expect it will have for you. This medicine is likely to be used while you are at the clinic or in hospital. If possible, please read this leaflet carefully before this medicine is given to you. In some cases, this leaflet may be given to you after the medicine has been administered. If you have any concerns about being given this medicine, ask your doctor or pharmacist. Keep this leaflet. You may need to read it again. What DBL heparin sodium injection BP is used for? This medicine belongs to a group of medicines known as anticoagulants. Anticoagulants work by decreasing the clotting ability of the blood and help stop clots doming in the blood vessels. Anticoagulants are sometimes called blood thinners, although they do not actually thin the blood. Heparin will not dissolve blood clots that have already formed, but it may prevent any clots that have already formed from becoming larger and causing serious problems. This medicine is used for prevention and treatment of diseases caused by blood clots, such as certain blood vessel, heart and lung conditions. It is also used to prevent blood clots from forming during some types of surgery, dialysis, and blood transfusions. Heparin may be used for the treatment of other conditions that are not mentioned above. Your doctor will be able to tell you about the specific condition for which you have been prescribed heparin. This medicine is available only with a doctor's prescription. This medicine is not addictive. Before you are given DBL heparin sodium injection BP, when you must not be given it. You should not be given DBL heparin sodium injection BP if you have an allergy to any medicine containing heparin. Any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Pork products. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. You should not be given this medicine if you have any of the following medical conditions. Conditions where bleeding may be a problem, such as hemophilia, hiatus hernia, bleeding hemorrhoids, piles, retinopathy, a disease of the retina, problems with fragile blood vessels, endocarditis, inflammation of the lining of the heart, ascorbic acid, vitamin C deficiency, stroke, bleeding on the brain, very high blood pressure, stomach or intestinal ulcers, or other conditions which may bleed, such as ulcerative colitis, severe kidney or liver disease, major surgery involving the eyes, brain, or spinal cord, immediately after childbirth or where a miscarriage is possible, low blood platelet count, thrombocytopenia, a drop in blood platelet count due to heparin or pentazan polysulfate. If you are not sure whether you should be given this medicine, talk to your doctor. Before you are given it, tell your doctor if you have allergies to any other medicines, foods, preservatives, or dyes. Tell your doctor if you have or have had any of the following medical conditions: asthma, liver or kidney disease, high blood pressure, hypertension, ulcer disease, vascular disease, recent medical, surgical, or dental procedures, a heart infection or other heart problems, recent surgery on your eyes, brain, or spinal cord. Tell your doctor if you are pregnant or plan to become pregnant or are breastfeeding. When heparin is used in pregnant women, it can cause premature, early delivery or harm your baby. Your doctor can discuss with you the risks and benefits involved. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell them before you are given heparin. Taking other medicines. Tell your doctor if you are taking any other medicines, including any that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines and heparin may interfere with each other. These include pain-relieving medicines such as aspirin and ibuprofen, anti-inflammatory medicines such as indomethacin and phenylbutazone, anti-clotting medicines such as aprotinin, warfarin, dextran, apixaban, eptifibatide, tirofiban, streptokinase, urokinase, alteplase, or anastroplase. Medicines for heart and circulation problems such as digitalis, glycerol trinitrate, dipyridamole and epoprostenol, systemic corticosteroids, ignipridnisolone, hydrocortisone. Medicines for rheumatoid arthritis such as hydroxychloroquine. Medicines for treating gout such as probenecid. Medicines for reducing swelling of the body such as etacrinic acid. Medicines for hay fever such as antihistamines, nicotine. Medicines for cancer treatment such as cytostatic drugs and asparaginase, colospace. Antibiotics such as tetracyclines, sifamidol and penicillins. Medicines used for epilepsy, seizures such as valproic acid. Medicines used for thyroid problems such as propylthiouracil. Substances used to enhance the contrast of structures or fluids within the body in medical imaging, insulin, or other medicines used to treat diabetes known as sulfonylurea such as glipizide, glimepiride, gliburide, telazamide, and tolbutamide. Medicines known as benzodiazepines such as chlordiazepoxide, diazepam, oxazepam, propranolol. These medicines may be affected by heparin or may affect how well it works. You may need different amounts of your medicines, or you may need to take different medicines. Your doctor and pharmacist have more information on medicines to be careful with or avoid while being given heparin. How dbl heparin sodium injection BP is given. How much is given. Your doctor will decide what dose of heparin you will receive and how long you will receive it for. This depends on your condition and other factors, such as your weight and results of blood tests. How it is given. DBL heparin sodium injection BP is given as an injection under the skin, subcutaneously, or as a slow injection into a vein, intravenously. It should not be given as an injection into a muscle, intramuscularly. This medicine must only be given by a doctor, nurse, or other trained person. If you have too much, overdose. As DBL heparin sodium injection BP is given to you under the supervision of your doctor, it is very unlikely that you will receive too much. However, if you experience any severe side effects after being given this medicine, tell your doctor or nurse immediately, or if you are not in hospital, go to the accident and emergency department at your nearest hospital. You may need urgent medical attention. Please contact the Poisons Information Center on 131126 for advice on overdose management. If you are given too much heparin, you may experience bleeding. While you are being given DBL heparin sodium injection BP, things you must do. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, remind your doctor, dentist, or pharmacist that you are being given heparin. Tell any other doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who treat you that you are being given this medicine. If you are going to have surgery, tell the surgeon or anesthetist that you are being given this medicine. It may affect other medicines used during surgery. If you are about to have any blood tests, tell your doctor that you are being given this medicine. It may interfere with the results of some tests. Things to be careful of. Be careful driving or operating machinery until you know how heparin injection affects you. This medicine is not expected to affect your ability to drive the car or operate machinery. However, if you experience dizziness, lightheadedness, tiredness, or drowsiness, do not drive, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous. If you have any serious physical accidents once you leave hospital, advise your treating doctor or nurse that you have been given this medicine recently. Side effects. Tell your doctor or nurse as soon as possible if you do not feel well while you are being given heparin. Like other medicines, heparin can cause some side effects. If they occur, most are likely to be minor or temporary. However, some may be serious and need medical attention. If you are over 60 years of age, you may have an increased chance of getting side effects, especially if you are female. If you drink heavily, you have a greater risk of bleeding compared to moderate drinkers or non-drinkers. Do not be alarmed by the following lists of side effects. You may not experience any of them. Ask your doctor, pharmacist, or nurse to answer any questions you may have. Tell your doctor or nurse as soon as possible if you notice any of the following: change in skin color or pain around the injection site, fever, chills, runny nose, watering eyes, nausea and vomiting, headache, itchy soles of the feet. The above list includes side effects which are usually mild and short-lived. Tell your doctor or nurse immediately if you notice any of the following: any changes in skin color or pain around the injection site, or the skin starts to swell, gets warm/red, becomes numb, or starts to blister. easy bruising, or bleeding, e.g. nosebleeds, heavy menstrual periods, bleeding from gums when brushing teeth during or after treatment, passing blood in the urine, or feces, dark colored feces, or vomiting blood. Signs of an allergic reaction, such as shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin, chills, or fever, numbness, pain, tingling, or muscle weakness, abnormal bowel or urinary function, or loss of control of bowel motions or urine, abdominal or stomach pain, chest pain, irregular, fast, or fluttering heartbeat, muscle weakness, or numbness in limbs, nausea and vomiting, persistent painful erection. The above list includes serious side effects which may require medical attention. Tell your doctor or nurse if you notice anything that is making you unwell. Other side effects not listed above may also occur in some people. Some side effects may only be seen by your doctor after being given DBL heparin sodium injection BP storage. DBL heparin sodium injection BP will be stored in the pharmacy or on the ward. The injection is kept in a cool, dry place, protected from light, where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius. Product description. What it looks like. DBL heparin sodium injection BP is a colorless or straw-colored solution for injection. It comes in glass ampoules. Ingredients. DBL heparin sodium injection BP contains heparin sodium as the active ingredient. It also contains hydrochloric acid, sodium hydroxide, water for injections. This medicine does not contain lactose, sucrose, gluten, tartrazine, or any other azo-dyes. Sponsor: Pfizer Australia Pty Ltd, Sydney, New South Wales. Toll-free number 1-800-675-2229. www.pfizer.com.au. This leaflet was prepared in March 2021. Ostar 12881-DBL heparin injection 5000 IU / 1 milliliter, 5s. Ostar 12883-DBL heparin injection 1000 IU / 1 milliliter, 5s, 50s. Ostar 16349-DBL heparin injection 5000 IU / 0.2 milliliters, 5s, 50s.